then I'm pleased also now to say that I've now received scoping documents for the other panels, namely the Waste Services and Waste Management one, the Digitalisation and Transformation of Services panel, the Combating Loneliness panel, and the Promoting Tourism and Childhood panel. So all those scoping documents are in, and the plan is to now work with the chairman and heads of service where relevant to flesh out the detail in those draft scoping documents with a view to them coming back to the scrutiny commission at the next meeting so that they can start in earnest. And I also wanted to highlight that the crime, ASB and youth crime, that is still showing us to be confirmed, that particular panel. And there is a suggestion, due to capacity within the Democratic Services team, and also because of member involvement as well, that actually that one starts in, say, January time. So I'd ask members if they're in agreement with that.
Yes, I'm in agreement to the panel here. And I must admit, I've not seen the other scoping documents, but I have got to commend you, Councillor Parton. It was a very interesting, thorough read, so well done. And I'm hoping that the others will also titillate me just as much. No, it was very good, Councillor Parton.
What's the point of making you laugh?
That's the end of that report, thank you.
Thanks very much. So item 12 is the scripted work programme on when watch on page 143, please.
So this the appendix sets out the finance and performance scrutiny work programme, and it's for the Commission to decide if there are any amendments to that work programme. Mm-hmm. I'm pleased to say that the committee did actually meet last week, and there was no changes suggested at that meeting to that work programme. In terms of things to mention about the Finance and Performance Scrutiny Committee, the last meeting was held partly as a hybrid type meeting, and it's considered that it does actually work reasonably well, so the suggestion is that we continue to do that, inviting members, cabinet league members and heads of service to meetings virtually to support consideration of the performance monitoring report. I've also would like to feedback that the process of choosing two areas for scrutiny taken from the report for each meeting, as in the report, the performance report, as trial of that meeting, was potentially not considered a satisfactory approach to effective scrutiny, so that may be looked at the next time that we run that meeting, and I don't know if any members have got any observations on that. Thank you.
Is anybody picking up on the
I'm not a member of the committee, but however, I covered for Personal Boards, who was isolating as well at the time. So I think that's a fair summary of the conclusions in fields that I think the members of the committee didn't want to be too restrictive, but understood you couldn't just tie up too many officers' time. So that this kind of mixed approach of virtual with maybe one or two key items there, and an understanding that sometimes you may ask a question that might just have to be taken away and answered at a later stage. So it's really about how you can compromise to kind of satisfy something that's actually practical,
okay,
but it's a feeling that yes, you're given the proper scrutiny.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. So are there any changes to the work programme? Are there any notes? So it's going to remain as it is. Thank you.
So we're on item 13.
Yep.
Which is on 148, and that's our views on that. Should we add anything on 148? I'll just... Right, and I think it's been identified commercialisation to become in December.
Yes, that's right, Chair. So it's part of the constitution. When there has been a scrutiny panel, the outcomes should ideally be reported back to the scrutiny commission so that there is a tracking and monitoring of the outcomes. So it suggested that comes back potentially. We'd have to check with officers, but we thought December would be a reasonable time scale.
And the bulky waste collection charge to review.
Yep, that's right. So they're looking at the work programme. You need to programme in the bulky waste collection charges, and maybe a suggestion of November for that one. Again, we'd have to check with officers in terms of scheduling that item. Would you be in agreement with that?
Yeah.
I'm getting a nod, thank you. Mm-hmm. And then looking to Appendix 2, which is the list of key decisions coming forward, I would suggest that potentially there's a residential mobile home site licence conditions going to Cabinet scheduled for the 14th of October, and that would be a potential pre-scrutiny item. Would you be in agreement with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm getting a lot of nods to that.
Yeah.
And the other item is on page 158, policy on pets in council accommodation. I'm aware that has actually gone through the HMAB Housing Management Advisory Board, but I feel that might be something for a good pre-scrutiny as well. That's due to go to Cabinet in October.
It did go through the Housing Board twice, because the first time there was a lot of amendments or a lot of issues that were highlighted. So it's been amended. In view of it, when I first saw it, I thought, you know, that's going to be easy peasy. But it was quite involved in the end, and you had to think about what other people have as pets, and you had to consider all sorts of things: small pets, big pets, little pets, rabbit house rabbits, and all sorts of things. And so I think that would probably be worth.
Yeah, and that's all the items I consider. Is anybody else that picked up anything that they think they might want to pre-scrutinise?
The only one that occurred to me was enough for a bid. Whether that's something that we would normally look at or not.
I picked that up, but then Karen explained to me what it was.
My understanding. Hang on.
Sorry.
My understanding on that one is that this is to confirm the position. I think there's been a ballot or about to be a ballot, and therefore it would be coming back to say this has been agreed, and therefore the bid would continue for another period of time. That's so I probably isn't any. Obviously, we do get a normal list of items coming through, and can have a little bit more information, but when we do that email. You could always pick it up then, but my understanding is it's a process at that point, so probably little reason to pre-scrutinise it, if that makes sense. Thank you.
I'll just say, Chair, that previously, 4 or 5 years ago, we had a scrutiny committee where we scrutinised whether Charlton would support the bid at the time continuing, or whether to place their vote for the bid or not. So what's changed?
The bid themselves are putting in the vote, isn't it? The business owner.
But Charlton actually had a vote on whether to vote for that bid group or not to continue. And 4 years ago we scrutinised it to decide whether to continue with them or not. To recommend the council did or not.
And you think it might be that?
Mm. Well, I can do. We can, as an action in the notes, if we can find out a little bit more information, that might be a potential pre-scrutiny item. But if we find out a little bit more, I'm not familiar too much with what this actually involves or what stage.
If you go on to page 162, it's got it down again, hasn't it? Look at the bid ballot vote. Or is that the same? Executive meetings to be held in private. To confirm the council's position on the Loughborough bid renewal ballot for the third term of the bid consider giving delegated authority. So that's the same, isn't it? But it's a different piece of paper.
Hence another reason why we need to go back to officers and its secretary, Sylvia Wright. We need to get a little bit more information about that.
It does therefore look like that it's been delegated to this some sort of scrutiny. That's what it seems to be.
Yeah. We can go back.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you for your patience. 2.5 hours. To me, that's what the scrutiny used to be when we held it. Because I used to have Mike Hopkins.
Michael Hopkins. Yeah.
Yeah, and it is.
Oh, Michael.
You've got to. It's gone on for 1.5 hours. You've got to.
Wrap it up.
Or ask if everybody will continue for another. Oh, we're not recording now.
Yes.
So I'm rather too long. So if you're listening to this, normal service will be resumed.
Thank you.